sitting in today for your regular host, Donna Quinn. And we are deep in the throes of Pledge Drive here at Coast Community Radio. Every late summer, early fall, we have a Pledge Drive, and this is it. So we're asking for your support. Please give us a call during the show to show your support for this great public affairs, locally produced, local content, local issues, public affairs show. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. You can go online and pledge at coastradio.org. You can stop by the station at 1445 Exchange Street in Astoria. Have a cup of coffee and make your pledge and get a great gift. I want to tell you about a couple things we have during the show that we're offering. For a $25 pledge, you can get a gift certificate worth $5 to the Seaside Coffee House. For a $50 pledge, we're offering a $10 gift certificate to the Blue Heron French Cheese Company in Tillamook. And for at the $100 level, we have the 42nd Street Cafe and Bistro, a restaurant, wonderful restaurant in Seaview, Washington, $25 gift certificate. Those and all sorts of other cool things can be yours if you call right now. We have a goal for the show this half hour of $200, and we'd really like to make that. That would be great. I'm the station manager, so I'm sort of the head bean counter, and every dollar counts. Every show's goal matters. It all adds up to the money that we need to keep this community station going. So today, I'm really just very proud to offer a couple of great topics and guests. We have Karen Black here, and we have Robert McClellan. We're going to be talking together about some really interesting topics. One of them will be the time bank, what a time bank is, and about a time bank that we have here locally, the Gifts That Make a Difference Fair, and then there's a conference on extraordinary living happening this weekend, and we're going to be in Astoria. We're going to be talking about that. So lots of really cool stuff to open up your brain, get you thinking in a different way about how the world works or should work. So Karen and Robert, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, Karen, let's start with you. This time bank, tell us about that, about what the time bank is about.
Time banking is a way of making exchanges among people and paying hours for someone else's help. Okay, so people can exchange with people they know or don't know, anyone who's a member of the time bank. The time bank is a vehicle. It's an online website vehicle for making the exchanges. So that way you can pay somebody for what they've done for you, and they can pay you if you do something for them.
So then it's essentially a local database of people.
Yes.
Available through a website, which I'll tell you the URL in just a minute. But it's basically local people sharing resources with other local people, mm-hmm. to share their talents and exchange their effort, it sounds like.
Exactly.
So how long has it, so you, actually the two of you are involved in this, aren't you?
Yes.
Robert is also involved. So yes. How long has the Time Bank existed here locally?
Since 2012. And it's been a 501c3 since last year.
So people can access this by going to L-O-C-O, locotimebank.org. So
right.
What do people see when they go to the website?
Okay. They see the current news of what's going on in the community. They'll see right now, they'll see the Extraordinary Living Fair for the conference for this Saturday. That's being that's up there, and they'll see all the things we're talking about today plus some more. If they become a member, they can sign in and then they can see other things. But on the public page, you can also pull down lots of information on this. This is part of a worldwide movement. So what else is going on in other countries, in other parts of this country that that has to do with sharing? It's basically part of the sharing economy, which KMUN did a whole issue on the current on recently,
right.
too.
So. Yeah. So can you give our listeners, in case people are just not familiar with this idea, an example of how two people might share time bank time? Well, for what kinds
okay.
of things?
Some people don't think of the skills that we have. I mean, we tend to forget, and that sounds silly at first, but think about it. Things that you learn to do along the way and during your life that you don't get paid for, you tend to discount because you don't get paid for them. But that doesn't mean they're not valuable. Just as someone who perhaps has been laid off work or whatever, that doesn't mean they lose the skills they had when they were working just because now they're not working. So it's a different way of looking at your whole skill set. So let's say someone needed tools sharpened or small appliances repaired or whatever, and someone else is offering that. They go on the time bank, they look through the offers. There are all kinds of categories, and so they'll see small appliances or whatever, and they'll find somebody who's repairing them. They contact that person, they say, I have a hairdryer that doesn't work or whatever, and they get it fixed. They pay hours, and they're done, and they've met a new friend, maybe somebody they didn't know before. What's even more fun is when it's someone you do know, but you didn't know that they knew how to do that. So now you've got a whole other layer of this person's personality that you didn't even know was there because it just didn't come out in ordinary conversation.
So when you say the idea of paying hours, so then you exchange something that you can do for that person in exchange.
Yes, but it's not, you don't it's not one-to-one.
Okay,
you when you have a chance to help someone else, maybe someone needs a lift to the airport and you happen to be going into Portland or whatever, and you say, sure, I can do that. Okay, now you've got hours, you know.
Oh, I see. So you accumulate hours, right? Depending on, oh, I see. Right. And so those are logged in the time
it's
bank
logged, and that's what the database is for.
I
is
see.
Just to log those.
Oh,
and
okay.
Nobody, there are no hour police. No one comes and says, you are overdrawn, Ms. Joanne, and you owe us 5 hours. No, no, it's not about that. It's just a way of keeping track because people worry about keeping track. You know, you just called yourself a bean counter. I've been called a bean counter. We know what it's like to keep track of things, and that seems important in our culture. So this keeps track. But the point is to make exchanges and to help each other.
Okay, well, this is such an interesting concept. You know, we were talking before the show about people valuing their own ability to contribute, that it goes beyond just whatever your profession might be, and that we sort of define ourselves by our professions. But we all have skills from cooking to gardening to, I mean, people have lots and lots of skills. And so this is a way, from what I'm understanding, to sort of being more engaged in your community, like a community exchange is what you referred to, Karen, when we were talking before. So the time bank is woven into some of the other things we're going to talk about today. Why don't we segue, for Robert, to the Conference on Extraordinary Living. Tell us about that. That's happening this weekend.
Yes, it's happening at Clatsop Community College in Columbia Hall, right at the top of 16th Avenue or 16th Street. And it's an idea where, actually, I took it from another community college, Umpqua Community College, that's been doing this kind of thing for 30 years. It's a way of bringing people together to learn about all different kinds of things that are of interest and that are relevant and useful to them, all in one day to live life to the fullest. We'll have 13 to 15 different workshops there. We'll have a couple of doctors from Providence Hospital and Columbia Memorial Hospital at the end of the day in a panel session called What's Up, Doc? Where people can ask questions, you know, like, how do I know I'm on the road to diabetes, for example? Or how much exercise do I really need every week? That kind of thing. And they'll be able to answer those kind of questions. We have Mac Burns from Clatsop County Historical Society. We'll be talking about the Oregon Film Museum and the history of films here in Oregon. A lot of different things that people really want to know. And they'll have a workshop on time banking. Mm-hmm. So people who want to know a little bit more about what time banking is, they want to really delve into it, they'll be able to go to an hour workshop here at the conference on Saturday and get much more detail.
So now this is the second year, you said, that this has happened.
Yes.
And it's beginning, so this is Saturday, September 12th, 8:30 a.m. to 4.
Yes.
Can people, you're encouraging people to sign up ahead of time.
Yes, the primary reason is so that I know how many meals to order.
Okay, because lunch is provided.
Lunch is provided, yes.
So you can show up, and there is a donation suggested at the door.
Yes.
The sponsors of this event are Clatsop Community College, Columbia Memorial Hospital, Northwest Senior and Disability Services, Encore, and Providence Seaside Hospital. Yes. So there's some pretty powerful, pretty heavy-duty support in the community for this event.
And they sponsor the event last year in a number of different ways. Staff and personnel from all of those entities worked together with people at the college to plan the event, to come up with an ideas, think about what is most useful to present during the conference, and also provide financial backing for promoting the event, advertising it, and so on.
Well, I'm looking at the poster that you gave me, and so here are some of the breakout sessions: art, music, and theater, hiking, an introduction to national parks, genealogy, healthy mind, healthy body, transitioning to retirement, what is time banking, as you said, emergency disaster preparedness, alternative medicine. So it seems like there's a little bit of something for everybody. And just the idea of focusing on the whole concept of extraordinary living, that sounds kind of like everything we're talking about today. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you shift your own dynamic from what, and think in a different way about how we live and how we share our resources in the community? I want to just take a moment and talk a little bit about Pledge Drive, because we are in Pledge Drive. Terry, you were talking to me before about our transmitter up there, which we refer to fondly as Harris.
I've named the big transmitter Harris. Well, I've been here 15 years, and we have never had a major problem. Well, now we do have, and I have to order parts for it. And the upfront price for that part, and a reason that... we have to have you ask you to support community radio is $1,600 for this part. So I'm going to order it. They will ship it to me, and then I will send the other one back, and we'll get a rebate on the core charge because they'll rebuild them. But we do need your support. We definitely need your support, and you can do that by calling 503-325-0010. Or 1-800-518-0010, or live streaming on the web at coastradio.org. Miss, what do you got?
And we have a from a listener, Larkin loves this show. So if you love the show too, this would be a really great time to call us. So we do have a $200 goal for the show. I know when you're listening to everybody talk, these are really interesting topics. So we understand that you're probably kind of glued to your radio listening. But keep in mind that we are in Pledge Drive. I just want to remind you to give us a call. The needs for your support are real. The station, you know, we refer to ourselves as a nonprofit, emphasis on the non. We make enough money to keep going. The costs go up every year. People are very generous in their support. But basically, we're in it to break even and keep bringing you the support and the community outreach that we provide as a community radio station. So a lot of volunteer labor goes into keeping this place on the air. There are about 100 volunteers who together create the voices that you hear on the radio. And so give us a call right now, 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. If you can't get down here, you're not near a phone, but you are near a computer, you could go online at coastradio.org and pledge there. All right, let's get back to Karen. Let me ask you about another event that's coming up. Gifts Make a Difference. Let's talk about that. What's that all about?
Gifts That Make a Difference is a holiday fair that has been held in the community for over 6 years, but has had a little hiccup of 2 years of not being around, and now is coming back this year. It's going to be back December 12th from 12 until 4, from noon to 4. So I like to say 12 at 12. It's going to be here the Liberty Theater, again in the McTavish Room. Gifts That Make a Difference is a chance to... for the public to come and see all of the nonprofits, or at least not all of them, but a good number of the nonprofits in the area that keep this community going. Not just the community radio station, but everything from the entertainment in the community and the arts to education to social justice and help for people, and emergency preparedness, everything. So those groups will be assembled in one lovely spot at the Liberty Theater, and there will be entertainment and refreshments as well. This is a chance to get gifts with meaning, not money. You pledge, or not pledge, you make a donation. You've got me pledging.
Well, thank you.
Which is a good idea. See, it goes in and it stays. You make a donation to one of the nonprofits in the name of someone on your gift list. Okay, so think about that for a second. That's totally different from going and buying something that was made by, we won't even say who it was, who probably had to work on it and the conditions they probably had to work in some other country before it was shipped to a second country, before it was shipped back here, at an enormous profit to the corporation that's doing it. And it may or may not be the right size or color to please the person you gave it to. But giving is always in the right size or color. People are never upset about that. I worried the first couple of times I donated in someone's name years ago, I was concerned what their reaction was going to be. And they cried. Now, it wasn't because they were upset. It was because they were so touched by the idea that something had been done that was so meaningful in their name. So it's a real gift to give to people on your list at the end during the holidays. And other people just like to come to the fair and see all these kind people who are there, because the kindest people in the area are there during the fair, right? They're all people who are giving their time anyway. No, come in and just enjoy the event. And then if you're going to be donating at the end of the year to nonprofits, this is the perfect place to do it anyway. So
that's right. That is an interest. You know, we have people coming in to us at the end of the year who are making donations specifically for tax purposes, which is great, because we, as nonprofits, we are, you know, it's all tax deductible. And the Time Bank is also a nonprofit, a 501c3. Yes. So, you know, I've always been very impressed with Astoria as a community, because it has a lot. There are a lot of nonprofits here.
Oh,
there are a lot of people volunteering and giving their time. So the two of you have been really involved in, at least Karen, I've known you for years, being really involved in the whole idea of kind of seeing the world in a different way. So what drew you to that kind of thing? You could be doing anything with your time. What's the importance? What do you see as the larger importance
of
all this?
I'll blame someone I admire in Tillamook, in the South County area, and that's Ginger. Ginger Edwards. You know, she started one. I'm not sure where Ginger learned about it, but she started one in Manzanita.
Oh, a time bank?
No, the gift fair.
Oh, the gift fair.
She started
gift
fair in Manzanita, and the next year I started one here with Carol Newman from the station. And then I ran it for 5 more years after that. So now Robert and the Kiwanis Club and the Time Bank and a number of organizations are coming together to sponsor the gift fair this year. So it's grown.
So Robert, let me ask you, what's the draw for you? Why are you involved in this kind of work? Why aren't you, running a major corporation or doing something else? I mean, you're doing a tremendous, I know how much time it takes to be involved in these, the efforts that you're doing. So what's the draw for you? What's the value for you?
I'm a member of the Baha'i Faith, and in the writings it talks about the importance of deeds. Baha'u'llah, who's the prophet founder, says, let deeds, not words, be your adorning. So when we try to think about in our community, what do we do to make our community a better community? So you have to be out there and put whatever philosophy that you have, whatever faith system that you have, put it into practice and in practical ways of improving the lives of the other people around you. And also the idea that in the writings, work is elevated to the rank of worship. So whatever we do to serve others, no matter what kind of job that we have, a teacher or ditch digger or physical therapist, whatever, we do it to the best of our abilities to help people. That's an act of worship.
Wow. So I mean, we were talking before the show about, Karen said you were involved in lots of things. So what are your other things?
Oh,
probably a lot.
My formal position at the college is I'm the director of Talent Search and Upward Bound.
Oh, okay.
These have been programs that have been around for over 20 years here in the community. They help kids, help students prepare for and get into college. We work with over 750 students in Clatsop County and 8 schools. Also, I'm in the Kiwanis Club, and the purpose there is to, again, make a difference. improving the life of children in the community, involved in Toastmasters. That is a way of improving people's communication and leadership skills. And I do these additional things for the college, putting on events like the Extraordinary Living Conference that we talked about earlier this summer. We had the tribute to the Columbia River. Ways of providing more and more cohesion and coherence and unity within the community.
Mm. Karen, what, you know, you've been involved in, I remember you used to have a show on the station called the Lifeboat Academy. Right. So yeah. You've been involved in this whole kind of extraordinary living concept for a long time. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit more about you?
Oh, gee. Well, I'm drawn to things like that help us find meaning in our lives instead of worrying about chasing the dollar or chasing profits. Profits come when you feel good about what you've done and when you sleep better at night knowing that you made a difference that day in what you did. So those kinds of projects, KMUN was one of the first, and so that's why we did a show here. My husband, Christopher Padden, and I did a show called The Lifeboat Show for 3 years because we were trying to support the station, first of all, because we think it's really important. In an emergency, KMUN is here. And we became very involved in emergency prep, and that's how I know our dear engineer, Mr. Wilson, over here, because we've both been very involved in emergency prep, and we've both been involved during emergencies as well.
And you're both ham radio operators.
And we're both
because
ham radio.
Right.
We're both ham radio operators. And Joanne, we're going to get you on the Women's Ham Operators Net on Sunday evenings. We've got to do that.
Yeah.
So it's just, I've met some of the nicest people doing this kind of work because they're all giving. They're not worried about, you know, what's in it for me and what am I going to get out of this. They're worried about how can I help. And mm-hmm. there's so many people like that here. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And I think, you know, being in the realm of community radio, you find people involved in community radio who are involved in so many other things because it has that mindset.
Yes.
And it comes down to, you know, what we do here at the station is we communicate all the things that people bring to us, all the thoughts that they have, all the missions that they have when they come to us. They come out back out onto the radio, and it's great stuff. And, you know, this show, the topics that we're talking about is sort of emblematic of that kind of mindset, which is what community radio is all about. And I just want to do one more little plug for Pledge Drive, and then I want to kind of sum up what we've been talking about, remind people how they can get in touch with you and things like that. But we are in our fall Pledge Drive. It's a time to call and support the station. If you believe in the kind of programming that you hear, now's a really good time to show that you support. When people call during shows that they believe in, it lets us know that you're out there listening, and it lets us know that you support what we're doing. A lot of heart and soul goes into this place. I see it every day as the manager here. I've been a volunteer for, over 10 years, over a dozen years here. And this is an extraordinary place. It's an organization that is emblematic of the kind of community we have here, which is a great community. So when you support KMUN, you're supporting the community because that's who makes this place run. So 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. Show your support for the extraordinary people who come on this show and talk to you about the things that they love and about the KMUN being able to be here to let you know about it. So I want to just get back, Karen,
503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010.
Online at coastradio.org, you can just pledge online. You can also just come by the station. We're very friendly. We'll give you a cup of coffee and a snack, and you can make your pledge. So this half hour, I've been talking with Karen Black and Robert McClellan about a few really interesting things. I just want to kind of sum up what we've been talking about in the last few minutes of the show. Karen, we've been talking about Time Bank, the idea of people exchanging hours of work for things that they mutually need. How can people get involved in this if they want to?
They can call us, but 503-325-6886. They can sign up online. Is probably the easiest way, and that's Lower Columbia Time Bank is the name, so it's LOCO, rather than typing out all those other letters. It's locotimebank.org. And to all of our friends who speak Spanish, yes, we are a little crazy, so it's okay. And another way that they can, see, you asked how they can get involved. That's the best way. If they do not have a computer, and if they're computer free, they can call 503-325-6580 and speak with Karen Temple. She is our coordinator who is in charge of all computer-free members, and we do have computer-free members in the time bank as well.
I like that concept, computer-free.
Mm-hmm. Some days I'd like to be, let me tell you.
Some days I'd like to be iPhone-free, but yes. I'm too addicted to my iPhone. So, okay, so there. So Robert, tell us a little bit more about the Extraordinary Living Conference that is happening this weekend. Just tell us a little bit more about when it is, where it is, and how people can sign up.
Sure. Saturday, September 12th. The doors open at 8:30. The conference actually starts at 9:30, but people come between 8:30 and 9. They have some coffee, sign in, look at the workshops that are available, and we'll go to about 4 o'clock. All of it's in Columbia Hall. Again, we'll have great opening talk by Mac Burns on the Oregon Film Society, and wonderful talks on for workshops on, for example, people want to know, where can they volunteer? We'll have a workshop on that where there'll be presentations. They want to know about the art scene here in the area. They'll learn about theater and painting and music and so on. The best way to register for the Compass, just call me directly. My number is 503-894-0187. 503-894-0187. Give me a call today so that I know that you're coming and I can order enough food.
Okay, and if you aren't in a position to write these numbers down, you can call us at the station at 503-325-0010 and we can just let you know. So Karen, gifts that make a difference. Just sum up for people, there's a deadline involved, how they can get involved there.
The registration for nonprofits to participate in this is beginning this Saturday. So okay. Any time now, really, that if you are involved with a nonprofit and you would like to see your nonprofit be part of this event, please give us a call or go to the website, which is the same Time Bank website that Joanne has. There's a pull down for gift fair, and registration information is all there.
Okay, and so this is nonprofits need to sign up so you can get a table, so you can be there, so people can see you and come and contribute for holiday gifts for that purpose. Okay, we are coming down to the end of the show. And I just want to remind everyone, well, first of all, I want to thank my guests. That's Karen Black. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks,
it was great to
Joanne.
See you again.
Yes.
And Robert McClellan, thank you so much for coming in and talking
to
us.
Pleasure to be here, too.
It's just a great topic. It's kind of a mind-expanding concept behind what you're doing, and it's great to just talk about it. So it's Pledge Drive. We're going to be in money-making mode, as we say, for a really good cause all week, and we need to hear from you. 503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010. You'll hear those numbers a lot, but for a very good reason. Your support represents a little over a third of the support that makes this station go. So for things like Terry was talking about, when a piece of equipment breaks, the money that pays for it comes at least in part from you. And so your role in this station as a listener is very important. It's not a passive role. It's a role that involves your commitment to it, like the commitment of all the people who you hear on the radio all the time. So it's a circle. You're a part of it. That's why we reach out to you and ask you to become part of it in a tangible way, which is showing your financial support. So Terry, I don't know anything else to say. We're coming up to the top of the hour.
Well, we've got about 40 seconds.
All right.
So let's give the numbers once again.
503.
And please call up and support Harris, my good friend transmitter up on top of Megler Mountain.
Yeah.
503-325-0010, 1-800-518-0010.
You can pledge online at coastradio.org. And thank you so much for listening and being a part of community radio. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of Our Towns with your host, Joanne Rideout. Talk of Our Towns is heard every Wednesday morning at 9:30.